It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He hasn't played in 3 weeks, Jake.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And you're defending it?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs any of these series. Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rugi Odor's walk total.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
So wait. You opened the segment being a big a-hole.
Oh, and I said this is a great book. And you said, no, it's not. The better book would be when they won the title. I said, well, yeah, but I think this is really interesting. Back and forth and so forth. And you're
right. You didn't do anything wrong. Go ahead.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Moron dog.
On the little ticket.
Ah, yes. The e-break brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. And then we let you vote on it. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Candidate number one, we've heard from him before. He is back. Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box on Saturday mornings. That's the show where they talk golf. And just like in the Geico commercial, the tattoo artist, stay in your lane, bro. Rosengarten probably should have stayed in his lane and talking golf, because when they started having crosstalk with Country Force, Rosengarten thought he would talk NBA.
Next year is his last year of his contract.
That's I disagree. That's what Paul George said. He wanted to go to the Lakers, and he signed with Oklahoma City. Kawhi Leonard wanted to go to the Lakers. He's up in Toronto now.
Kylie Leonard.
Kawhi.
Is that a Kardashian?
I was on a roll, and you messed
me up. No, you
weren't. Told you, Eric, every time I'm here.
Oh, you're doing great.
What did I say?
Doesn't matter.
Kylie Leonard?
Don't worry. You'll hear it Friday morning again.
No, but, man, it's... No, I was really excited, obviously.
You're Kylie Leonard.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Kylie Leonard. Yeah. He went outside the golf lane and ran into some trouble.
Although Craig's a big basketball fan. Remember, he used to be on our Mavericks postgame show.
That's right.
So he's not really out of his lane. I mean, golf is his lane, but he's...
Yeah.
It's okay if he talks hoops.
Yeah, I have no problem with him doing that, unless he does a big segment on Kylie Leonard. He is up as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Dan McDowell. Last week during Why Today Doesn't Suck, he made a funny noise, and turns out it's a very Norm crocodile-like burp.
Saturday, happy birthday to Linda Waring, and today, happy birthday.
What in the world
was that?
Good Lord,
who
man.
Was that?
What are you, Norm?
Was that you?
Yeah. What happened?
God.
I don't know.
That was a
that is God. Absolutely not okay.
It was so
is there any way we could play that
loud. Back? That was I don't know.
High?
Just kinda, did you forget you were on the air for
we're
real?
Kind of capping off the week.
Man.
I said I'm sorry.
You sound like Barney.
Let's sing Isolated.
Gosh. There's two stages, too.
Dan and Norm do more eating on the air than any hosts.
So
I think they regurgitate more than any host.
Mm-hmm. Not quite the Norm crocodile burp, but pretty dang close.
Yeah, Norm sounded like a hell mouth opening up.
That was amazing. Let's listen to the whole stop down again.
Saturday, happy birthday to Linda Waring, and today, happy birthday.
What in the world
what was that?
Good
what?
Lord,
who
man.
Was that?
What are you, Norm?
Was that you?
Yeah. What happened?
God.
I don't know. That was a
that is God. Absolutely not okay.
It was so
is there any way we could play that
loud.
Back?
That was
that was the Norm one there that Jared just played. Yeah, not quite there.
Gross.
Nothing will ever equal that Norm burp. That is a masterpiece there. One more time. And by the way, thanks to the P1 who sent the video of the loud burping guy who would go into like food courts and let it rip for about a 5 or 6 second burp. That was really entertaining. But that is Dan McDowell as candidate number two. Candidate number three is Danny Bayless from The Hardline. Is this line funny? Yes. But it still stopped down The Hardline when they were talking about coyote attacks.
She said, this is at 2:45, an hour ago. Just saw the coyote again. He's across the street. He's got something big and black in its mouth. Looks like a cat.
Sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Want to explain that?
That was a drop.
A sick drop.
Yeah, I'm sick. That used to be a drop, but now it's real life.
But yeah, they are.
Yeah, I can't tell on The Hardline anymore what's real and what is a drop. Yes, Danny, you do get a point for a funny line, but that is.
It's a great line.
It's also an e-break. All right, one more time, just for the heck of it.
She said, this is at 2:45, an hour ago. Just saw the coyote again. He's across the street. He's got something big and black in its mouth. Looks like a cat.
Sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Want to explain that?
That was a drop.
A sick drop.
Yeah, I'm sick. That used to be a drop, but now it's real life.
But yeah, they are.
See, Danny's funny. You guys don't think Danny's funny, but
are you kidding me?
Funny.
I think Danny's hilarious.
Nuts brain.
Danny Love is Danny. Funny. Danny equals funny. But he also equals candidate number three. So those are your three candidates: Rosengarten, Dan, or Danny. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Jordan from Brookhaven, voting for the T-Box. And Giorgio, I got some of those Spieth 3 shoes coming to you. Bye.
Wow. He's at Pebble Beach, though.
Yeah, it didn't really sound like him either.
I'm telling you, there's just a hint of it in there that gives me hope. I was so distracted. Who do you vote for?
T-Box.
Okay.
Craig.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for finally having me on. Excited to be here. This is Carlos Tochi.
Who? I don't know that name.
Rangers outfielder.
Well,
all right. So what's
the bit?
Nothing. I'm going to vote for Danny. The guy's pretty funny.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
Why did you leave me alone last night in the alley? With needles stuck in my arms and my underwear down to my ankles.
Okay.
George, did you do that to this guy?
Sounds terrible.
Why'd you do that?
Are you going to vote?
Yeah, I'm gonna vote for your mama.
Okay, thanks.
Your mama.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, and good morning, musers. I'd like to vote for Danny. And just to remind you guys, I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up with this tailpipe traffic.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'd like to vote for the e-break, if you'd be so kind to let me.
Okay.
Great big old Jeffy Weffy, who needs a shout-out, Georgie Porgy, Puddin' and Pie. We appreciate you very kindly. Y'all have a great day. Go Rangers.
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Got to vote for Danny just because I think, unfortunately, we both have something in common, which is the same ex-girlfriend.
Look.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Go.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Kyrie Rosenberger.
Okay,
Rosenberger.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, yes. I would like to vote for George.
I'm not up.
Okay, then I'll take Norm.
He's not up.
Danny?
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Georgie.
Hello.
Why is it that the Cowboys only like the chocolate-flavored quarterbacks, Georgie? Why can't we get a vanilla-flavored quarterback, Georgie?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Are you going to vote?
Georgie?
You're a
bitch.
Oh my gosh, dear. He had totally fooled me with that earlier voice.
You may be right about that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
What up?
What up?
Dan Arito's golden vagina.
What?
What?
In the tea box.
What did you say?
I don't know.
All I heard was the word tea vagina.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go.
My name is Danny's ex-girlfriend, and I'd like to vote for Danny.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner with Danny Bayless.
She said, this is at 2:45 an hour ago. Just saw the coyote again. He's across the street. He's got something big and black in its mouth. Looks like a cat.
Sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Want to explain that?
That was a drop.
A sick drop.
Yeah, I'm sick. That used to be a drop, but now it's real life.
But yeah, they are...
Mino confuses the listener.
With that statement Danny. Will not age well. Danny's statement will not age well.
Okay. You said it was hilarious 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, the culture moved on just in those intervening two minutes.
Whatever.
So.
I'm on the right side of history right now.
Why don't you culture this while you're at it? And how many is that for Danny?
That's his 30th win, 74 behind Norman Narco Hitzkus.
All right, Danny, good job.